DeMarquis Glenn has been linked to a second murder in Bainbridge. The new evidence connects him to the killing of Marcus Bell last September. The evidence was discovered at the home of Glenn following his arrest for the shooting death of Quinteria Knight April 29th. Glenn has not been charged with the 2015 murder, but is undergoing questioning as the evidence against him is being tested. 20-year-old DeMarquis Barti and his juvenile driver led police on a brief but dangerous chase after a shot was fired near an apartment complex on Old Statenville Road. A handgun was tossed from the vehicle as it sped away from law enforcement, but the driver lost control of that vehicle and crashed. Barti and the juvenile driver were taken into custody and charged. Valdosta's Main Street office invites the public to a free concert in downtown Valdosta. It takes place on the lawn of the historic Lowndes County Courthouse. The concert gets underway at 11 a.m., continuing until 1:30 p.m. every day through the 13th. The featured entertainment for the day is the group The Lost Southern Boys. 99.5 Kicks Country's Shotgun Charlie Walker will be playing with the band today. Tanner's Lane plays May 11th, Lost Decade May 12th, followed by Jukebox on May 13th. Officials in Colquitt County and the GBI continue to investigate the discovery of a body found at a Sardis Church roadside. The cause of the victim's death has yet to be determined. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution News has released an investigative report on what is called psychoeducational schools and classrooms, where they cite a disproportionate number of black students are segregated not by disability, but by race. The article states that these students are sometimes restrained with dog leashes by their teachers. Psychologists are said to perform experiments in behavior on those students deemed trouble, and some of the more disruptive students find themselves in solitary confinement in areas with bars over the windows of locked rooms. According to this report, 54% of these students are black. Education administrators in the state deny that race is a factor. The Orally West housing development was the site of multiple arrests by Valdosta police officers. According to the report, 7 people were arrested on the scene of the incident as they interfered with an investigation related to a drug transaction that was actually viewed on the city's camera system. The dealer of the marijuana was pursued by officers, and a K-9 unit alerted officers to the presence of drugs inside of a vehicle. A bag of weed was taken by a bystander who fled the scene. Officers report that more than 20 people witnessed the incident. The dealer was one of the people arrested. And 20-year-old DeMarquis Barti and his juvenile driver led police on a brief but dangerous chase after a shot was fired near an apartment complex on Old Statenville Road. A handgun was tossed from the vehicle as it sped away, but the driver lost control of the vehicle and crashed. Both were taken into custody and charged.